This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's welcome in, as we do every Thursday, Mike Bordick. Bordy, what's up?
Bob, how's it go, man? Hey, any dunks on that basketball hoop?
Well, 5 years ago, I could have dunked on an 8-foot rim. Now I got to get a stepladder just to put the net on an 8-foot rim. So we'll talk about that next week. But a week ago at this time, we were talking about the Orioles taking 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. And we were feeling pretty good. Like, all right, it's cool. And then they win the opener against Kansas City. And they haven't won a game since. And they can't score, et cetera, et cetera. And Morton gave it the old college try. So, Mike, now we're in the throes of a 4-game losing streak. They're 9 games under 500. And we know there's a ton of injuries, but look, you played this game for a long time at a high level. Assess our birds. I mean, is there light at the end of the tunnel, or is that the oncoming train that's just going to splatter them here into oblivion?
I hope there's a light. And in my mind, I still see a light. You know, guys are going to get healthier. That's definitely going to help, you know, this team play a little bit better. They're just not playing good baseball, you know, and that's, I guess, the most frustrating part. And just can't put it together. I mean, for us to sit back and say, well, that was one of Charlie Morton's better outings. I mean, let's go, man. It's just really hard, right? Every night falling behind early. If there is an opportunity with a guy on base, we're just not coming through with a big hit. A lot of things going wrong, you know, for this team. So by the saving grace of the long Major League Baseball season, things can definitely turn around. But, you know, it's going to – I don't know if it's going to happen overnight, put it that way. It's going to be a slow turnaround, and we're going to have to take what we can get and hope for just better baseball and that these guys can build on that.
Mike, today Adley Rutschman's in our crosshairs, and we were looking at his numbers first half of last year when he was the starting catcher for the All-Star team, and rightfully so. He's been below average offensively and defensively since then. 8 extra base hits on the season. 2 of those came on opening day. When you watch it, and he's .150 against lefties, and he wasn't all that great last year either. When you watch Adley at the plate, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, it's tough to say, really. I mean, he came into spring training looking good, looking healthy, strong. He had a good spring. Everybody's talking about him and just, you know, once again, finding those struggles. Looks like he's collapsing the backside. It almost looks clueless, right, against left-handed pitching, which is sad to say because, you know, that's why I think he was 1-1 because he was a great switch-hitting catcher. And it's just not working out. Now, we saw Cedric Mullins a few years ago just bang that left-handed swing because it just wasn't working for him. And now he's pretty solid against both lefties and righties. I don't know if they're going to eventually look at Adley to do that. But, you know, I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but can you start the music, Bob?
Yes.
Anyway, last night something was very telling to me after Charlie Morton got done pitching. And I think this holds true both offensively and pitching-wise in this modern day of baseball. Charlie Morton stood there in front of everybody and said, my spin rate's better than it's ever been. My fastball velocity's better than it's ever been. And for some reason, it's just not working for me. Well, that Therein lies the problem. If we're thinking about our spin rates and our velocities, which I think carries over to offensive performance too, because last year, Adley started getting a bad rap because his bat speed wasn't up enough. So they're chasing these numbers, and they're not chasing competition, putting the barrel on the ball and throwing strikes. I mean, what are we doing? Charlie Morton can't throw a strike, and his misses are worse than any pitcher in the game. If I'm a hitter, I am just looking up and out over because it's going to come eventually if he doesn't hit me or walk me first.
Hey, Morty, yeah. Speaking on that, I'll join right in along with you. You know, like, Seattle got rid of all the analytic BS and they got a hitting coach. You know, they couldn't hit last year and they got a hitting coach that's not all about analytics, and now they can hit the crap out of the ball. You know, Texas fired their OC.
Yeah, their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, their offensive coordinator because he wasn't hitting enough deep pass. No.
Yeah, right. Ran it too much.
No, but it seems to me, Bordy, like, and Boone, you know, Boone's back in Texas. Holiday had issues. His dad helped him out. You know, is it time, Bordy, to get some people, you know, in the organization that are not so analytical? Like, Bordy, say that you were teaching, you know, like old school, you know, batting, like you were just talking about.
Yeah, yeah, right. Barrel to ball. I mean, pretty important. And I don't know. I think it helps if there are experienced, you know, players / coaches in there to give that kind of, you know, feedback. And I'm not dogging, you know, analytics wholeheartedly.
Right.
But what I am dogging is you can't rely on spin rates and velocities if you can't get guys out. And you can't rely on bat speed and exit velocity if you can't put the barrel on the ball. Listen, I went into the golf store the other day and I swung and my golf speed, swing speed, was higher than it's ever been in my life. I had the fastest club head speed that I've ever had. It was unbelievable. I didn't hit the ball once. I mean, let's go. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. I mean, come on.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. He's going off on a rant here, a little Dennis Miller style, which is awesome. We got the reference for sure. All right, Kramer, he's got to do what today? Because Ober's probably going to be pushing 10 Ks, I'm assuming, against this Orioles line.
Yeah, well, he's got a bow's neck. I mean, at some point, somebody's got to step up and stop the bleeding. Why can't it be Kramer? You know, he, like a lot of these guys, has shown some positive things. It's just a matter of staying consistent and trying to get in the middle part of this ball game. And boy, wouldn't it be nice if the Orioles could make a mark in the first inning and take our chances that way. I think it will help everybody relax a little bit. So, yeah, but Kramer's got to be aggressive. Listen, we have gotten a lot of teams hot this year. You know, teams that aren't good offensively have all of a sudden become pretty good again. And we have to kind of control that. And Kramer's just got to execute pitches. That's what it comes down to. Execute your pitches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.